Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed legislation he calls the strongest artificial intelligence safety and accountability bill in the country. The measure targets AI companies that make more than $500 million per year. The bill's sponsor, State Senator Mary Etley Allen, compared the AI industry to the Wild West during the bill's signing ceremony on Monday.
These are the systems capable of writing code, generating synthetic media, conducting complex reasoning, and influencing millions of people at scale.
Starting in 2028, the Artificial Intelligence Safety Measures Act will impose new reporting requirements for risk created by the AI models. The law defines catastrophic risk as a potential to cause more than 50 deaths or serious injuries or over $1 billion in damages. The measure also includes whistleblower protections and a first-in-the-nation requirement for annual independent third-party audits. The Rock Island Public Library is holding multiple historical events and showcasing local history as the nation commemorates 250 years. The library downtown is hosting historians from the Arsenal Army Sustainment Command tomorrow for a lecture on the drafting of the Declaration of Independence. Marketing manager Lisa Lockhart says a public reading of the document is also scheduled at the library's Watts Midtown branch.
And the timing of that is because on July 8, 1776, the Declaration was first read aloud to the citizens of Philadelphia who gathered in a public square to hear that read. It would have been the first time that many American citizens would have heard that document.
The library plans to give out souvenir copies of the Declaration during the event that starts at 5 p.m. An exhibition of Rock Island history is also on display at the library's downtown location until July 17th. A full list of activities can be found on the library's website. The Rock Island Arsenal has scheduled cannon fire today in preparation for a change of responsibility ceremony tomorrow. Artillery will sound from the north side of the island near Quarters 1 around 1 this afternoon and at approximately 10 a.m. tomorrow for the ceremony. Command Sergeant Major Randolph Dalla Pena is replacing Command Sergeant Major Christopher Prosser as the senior enlisted leader for 1st Army at the Arsenal. The mayor of the city of Rock Island has temporarily closed a late-night bar following a shooting in its parking lot on July 4th. Gunmen fired shots outside of Deanna's Place on 5th Avenue shortly after midnight. According to police, the gunfire shattered the window of a car, injuring an occupant. 31-year-old DeMarcus Eccles was later arrested and charged with firearm and drug offenses. The shooting prompted Rock Island Mayor Ashley Harris, acting as liquor commissioner, to order an emergency closure for Deanna's Place until a commission hearing on Wednesday. In a Facebook post, owner Deanna Krause says the individual never entered the premises and that the bar should not be penalized. Last October, one person was shot in the parking lot following a fight inside the bar. The hearing is Wednesday in the council chambers starting at 1 p.m. The Iowa Bumblebee Atlas is offering several field day trainings across the state this month for people interested in volunteering. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports.
Volunteers with the Iowa Bumblebee Atlas catch bees with nets, take photos, and release them unharmed during at least two 45-minute surveys from June through September. Stephanie Shepard is an Iowa DNR wildlife diversity biologist.
This is helping us learn more about a group of species that we really knew very little about at the start of the atlas.
She says the upcoming field trainings can help volunteers feel more comfortable handling bees and collecting data.
Bumblebees are actually really docile, and the techniques for catching them and getting them into the vial are very kind of foolproof. You really kind of have to not be paying attention for something to happen.
The field days are at Honey Creek State Park, Pony Creek Nature Center, and Nahant Marsh Education Center. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News.